Let's do spitty jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Jokes have come in from all across this great land. Here's one from Patricia, just out of Aqua Class in Denver. And Mike Beerle in Bolingbrook and Singin' Sally writes, I've listened to the jokes since you began way back on WMBD in Peoria, but I've just begun submitting my contributions. I'll keep trying for a mug to match my rocks glasses because we handed those out at our anniversary picnic last year. All right, who else sent us a joke? Ed Petrosis in Aspen, Colorado. Joan O'Brien is a proud mug owner in Bloomingdale. Mugless listener Lynn Siapis sent us a joke in Lake Zurich. Gary and Joan Wenzel in Prospect Heights. Jim Waters sent one. Tommy Yamashita did in East Dundee. And Dan Finnegan in West Dundee writes, great job over the past couple of weeks with all the stuff going on. You have helped us stay on point, positive and educated. And now for the humor attempt. Hey, Dave, did you hear that the company who makes yardsticks won't be making them any longer?
Best ever.
It's a rerun, but we don't mind. Thank you for sending them in. The stock market's getting crushed these days. However, my calculations indicate I can retire 10 years after I die. How can you tell a lot about a woman? Oh, you can tell a lot about a woman by her hands.
How so?
Well, for instance, if they're around your throat, she's angry. Hey, Dave, if the Filipino actress Nova Onis married Patrick Kane, she'd be...
Nova Kane?
If Candace Bergen married Patrick Kane, she'd be...
Candy Kane.
If Seymour Simon married Earl Butts...
Yeah, I know,
she'd be Seymour Butts. If Betty White married film producer-director William Castle, she'd be Betty White Castle.
If Sandra Locke married Elliot Ness, then divorced him to marry Herman Munster, she would become Sandra Locke Ness Munster.
If Liv Ullmann married Judge Lance Ito, and I don't see that happening, but just bear with me, and then divorced him because she wanted to marry Jerry Mathers, she'd be Liv Ito Beaver. Hey, Dave.
Yeah?
If you hide 48 eggs and then tell your kids there are 50, you could probably get in a nice nap. And you may have seen in the news that scientists have resurrected the 13,000-year-old extinct species, the dire wolves. And by the way, I know they didn't really do that, but this is a joke, so don't anybody call me on the truthiness, the factuality of this joke. Okay, Dave? Is that all right?
Got it.
Can we just do the joke?
Yep, this is a joke.
Hey, Dave, you saw in the news, didn't you, that scientists have resurrected the 13,000-year-old extinct species, the dire wolf?
Yeah.
You saw in the news that scientists have resurrected that, and now they're going to resurrect the dire straits.